When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my gigglers, gigglers, and gagglers?
Wow. We needed to include them all.
We are in Seattle, or as they say it, CTAM. Did you notice that?
No.
SeaTac. It's like Seattle, Tacoma.
Never seen
in SeaTac right now.
I mean, it's not off brand that I didn't know that. Because literally, I woke up in the hotel room this morning and I was like, where am
I? Could be anywhere in the world.
I looked on a map. We're in Canada.
Basically in Europe.
No, literally. We're in Europe.
We are so far west and up.
North.
I've never been in the Pacific Northwest before.
I've never been here.
Turns out people are like, the same. I went to Zara, which was crazy off brand for us. I went to Zara. The lines were chaotic, a mess per usual, and I just was like, America's America. Doesn't
it
matter
sure
where
is.
You are.
I will commend their Uber Eats. Works just the same here as it does everywhere else.
We are about to go on a full on tour. The next time you hear from us, we're gonna have some fucking stories. That's all I can assure you of.
We will have done 3 shows.
Also, we're in the same room doing this pod, and it's really awkward, and, like, you're being awkward, and I'm being awkward. I feel awkward.
So uncomfortable.
Like, don't look at me. Like, stop
but, like,
looking
when
at
we
me.
Do the when we do the podcast, we still look at each other, but it's through a screen.
This is, like, really intimate.
Yeah. This
you're,
is
like,
what COVID did to people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, I have to be in the same room as them? No.
This is a lot. Also, can you tell us what you're holding right now?
My stuffed animal. This is Remy.
Mm-hmm.
Remy, it's... Remy is an otter, I think, or a beaver. I don't know. But Craig gave me this the first time we ever hung out. He won it for me in, like, one of those machines.
Oh.
And typically when you get things like this, you throw it in the trash, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, cool, stuffed animal.
Is Remy soft?
You can hold him. But for some reason, honestly, I randomly kept him.
Like sandpaper. Do you know what? Has cute little, like, ears.
Yeah, please don't make fun of Remy. Sorry, and sometimes Rem. I leave him in Charleston and he stays with Craig for a little bit.
Least comfortable animal I've ever held. It's like, it's emotional therapy animal.
I take him on the plane with me.
I love that.
Yeah, I needed something.
So you bring him out in public. Yeah. Is it he or she?
It's a he.
A he, okay. Yeah. Speaking of children and things we have around, I've had one of those months where I'm like, this is it, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Do you have those months?
I do, and it's so crazy because remember when I said to you, I feel like you're going to get pregnant really quickly.
Yeah, you've said it. A psychic told me I might get pregnant, or a psychic was like, oh, I'm sensing babies around you, and I was like, I don't need that. Let's be honest. I'm reckless with the birth control.
Reckless.
I take it. I don't go too many days without forgetting, but I'm consistently forgetting every other day, so I'm always taking just two pills all the time.
All the time.
Don't think that's recommended.
Definitely not.
I feel like I did the deed during, like, ovulation when it would be.
Yeah.
And of course.
Do you track?
No, but I definitely should.
I don't either.
And, like, all I have to say is, like, pull out, but I don't. Like, I forgot or something. Who knows? Yeah. Just, you don't think it's going
to
be you.
As you get older, you get lazier and lazier. Like, think about the first couple times you had sex. You're terrified. Petrified you're going to get pregnant.
Terrified. You're immediately imagining yourself in an MTV reality show of, like, 14 and pregnant. And it's you. Like, that's where your life goes immediately after he
immediately.
Pulls out. Immediately.
And then you're, like, in your later 20s and you're just, like, in a full-on relationship. And you're like, how do condom companies stay afloat?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. How are they doing it?
Yeah, I don't even know what to put them on. So this was one of those times when I was late.
How many days?
So I normally get it on Wednesday.
Okay.
And Wednesday came along. She didn't come.
Wait, that's weird. Why do you get it on Wednesdays? Doesn't it go by, like, doesn't everyone who's on birth control, like, get it on a Sunday?
It's weird. I consistently get it on a Wednesday.
Like you start your fake pills on when? On Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then you get it on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
it's
I'm
weird,
quick.
But it's
she's
consistent.
Quick.
Yeah, I'm very quick.
She's
like
you skipped a pill?
Two and a half.
We're coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Wednesday it didn't come. Thursday it didn't come, and that's when you start planning your whole life. You're like, you imagine, like, you're Sandra Bullock in, like, a Lifetime movie, and you're just like, we're bringing on a kid.
Like you have an accent all of a sudden. You're like,
yeah,
now
start
I'm
talking like this
baby.
I'm like, we are gonna be a single parent. And you have to change your whole wardrobe. I'm like, I'm gonna have to move. Do I have to quit comedy? Like, I'm fully planning. I'm like, my mom will help, and I'm fully planning my new life. And you just envision.
You all of a sudden are single.
I'm single
immediately. For the plot, you are now single.
For the storyline, I'm single.
Like,
on my
I'm
own.
Too young to commit to this.
I am a child having a baby, and I need to figure this out. Thank goodness for my mama. And then I don't know where I am from in the South. And I'm full on. Like,
all of a sudden your mom is Jamie Spears. She's gonna
and
somehow
I decide help. Like, I consciously decide I'm not gonna take a pregnancy test because I don't want to be upset during the Giggly Squad show. So I fully committed that I am pregnant.
Okay,
but I don't want to know.
If you got to that moment, then you legitimately think you were pregnant, because I've only ever gotten to that moment one time where I'm like, I rather not know.
I
right
like,
now because
like,
I'll cry.
I had, like, a little bit of an upset stomach, and I was like, yep, this is it. And I started Googling. But then I was like, my boobs aren't hurting.
Yeah.
It's like COVID. Like, anything that happens, you're like, I have it. It's like a slight headache. I'm like, that's a sign of pregnancy. They're like, are you overthinking?
Also,
sign of pregnancy.
If you do Google signs of pregnancy,
it's like, do you have a vagina? You're pregnant. And I'm like, fuck! So I'm fully pregnant. And then I'm like, do I tell my mom? Like, I've decided I am pregnant.
Yeah.
And because you always think, like, it would be me, you know, like, this would happen to me.
You are 30, I'm though, like, and getting married.
Well, this
women
is why I was
pray
upset.
For
I'm
this.
Like, my mom's going to kill me if I am pregnant walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
My mom, Paige, will not be happy. I don't know. I just know she'll be disappointed. She'll say I look great, but
well,
she'll be disappointed.
Well, you'd have to do a whole new dress.
And then I was like, can I just wait a month, God? Can I wait a month? Because I won't be showing.
Even if you got pregnant right now, you wouldn't be showing at your wedding.
Oh, who knows? I am so little. So I get on the So I'm, during this time, I'm in Pittsburgh, I'm in Ohio, I'm doing shows. I'm like, this audience doesn't know I'm pregnant. And then I'm checking at myself in the mirror. And then I get on the flight to Seattle.
Tell me you stood in the mirror and like touched your stomach as if.
I was like, we call our unborn baby Seamus because it's like a really Irish name.
Oh my God.
Seamus. And I'm like, Shamu, Shammy. Then I called Dez to just set a temperature, like joke that I'm pregnant, to see his reaction. I was like, I think I'm preggers. Mm-hmm. And he's like, haha, yeah. And I'm like, it's gonna look so cute in a ski outfit. And he's like, babe, calm down, you're not pregnant. And I'm like, it's so funny you think I'm not pregnant,
right?
Because you don't know how often I forget my birth control, because if you did, you would never come in me again,
ever.
This is a disaster waiting to happen. So I get on the plane to Seattle, that's like 4.5 hours from Detroit, and I get off the plane, me and my pregnant self. I get in the bathroom, and all
you're
I have to say
on the plane, and you're like, "I'm eating for two.
This happened." Do you see it?
Oh my God!
I bled through my underwear. I had to throw out my underwear. It went through my sweatpants, and I'm not pregnant.
When you're getting off the plane, or just today, this happened.
I'm getting off the plane, but I'm still wearing these sweatpants because I don't have other sweatpants. And I am sitting on your bed with them, so I apologize for that.
Honestly, so on brand, and I don't care. The thing about birth control, and like, I have so many thoughts on birth control, not even just pumping ourselves full of hormones, mm-hmm. which I don't think men understand, mm-hmm. that like, no, you have no idea, this little tiny pill changes my whole existence. Mm-hmm. Has a man ever had to do something every single day consistently for years at the same exact time every single day? Like, think of something that men do every single day. Brush their teeth, but so do we.
I mean, barely. Do men really remember twice a day? Like, I feel like they don't. They probably even wash their hands after they pee.
That's true, because they don't have to, like, touch anything.
Yeah.
So it just, add it to the list of why I fucking hate them.
But I ended up Googling it, and I realized sometimes when you fly a lot, it throws off your, like, rhythm with stuff. Like, flying is crazy.
Dude, you're also planning a wedding, which is, like, one of the most stressful things you can do in a lifetime.
I'll be honest, I forget all the time I'm planning a wedding.
Wow, good for you.
I do have a wedding planner who's incredible. Who every now and then is just like, hey, just checking in, you guys are still together, I just saw the internet, and I'm like, no, we're still together, planning the wedding things.
Might also be pregnant, we'll plan for
my
that
wedding planner
later.
Was getting texts from her friends, and like, she's like, well, I hope she would tell me.
Wait, when people break up and call off their weddings, do you still have to pay the wedding planner? Yeah, I guess.
I think so.
That sucks. Does Dez have any, like, opinions on the wedding? Like, was there anything he was like, I definitely want this at my wedding?
Dez is so funny because he's like, I don't care. And then I'll bring things up and he's like, absolutely not. And I'm like, so you do care.
Right. So you
so
do.
He actually
so you
is
do have
way
opinion.
More opinionated than me.
No way.
I was like, I don't want
to. Like, what's something he really
like, I
wanted.
Said, I don't really care to do a father-daughter dance. I think it's like a little weird. And he was like, you have to do a father-daughter dance. It's going to be beautiful. Like, he like.
I agree with him.
And then he wants to do full traditional vows.
I think if you said to your dad, we're not doing a father-daughter dance, he would act like he didn't care, but deep down he would be really sad.
Okay, so I was like, we'll do a father-daughter dance, and I wanted to do the Bee Gees more than a woman, but then apparently it's like sexual and it's like weird, but I'm like, it's a love song.
More than a woman to me?
More than a woman to me, baby.
Hannah, you cannot dance with your father.
I just think my father and I, we have this like best friend relationship where we're like stepbrothers. We're like, I feel like I'm gonna like punch him in the gut during it, and he's gonna like
should,
poke me.
Like, act like, you know, be cute and play. I think when the moment comes, you're actually gonna be a lot more emotional than you think you will be.
Well, one thing I've learned about myself and during quarantine is I either will not cry at all and like be so tough, or I cannot stop crying. Like, when my, not to get deep, but when my grandpa passed away, we went to his house to do like kind of a, have people come over.
Yeah.
And everyone was like cool. And I was sobbing the entire time, like a crazy person.
Yeah.
To the point that I just kept looking at my brother like, why am I the only one crying?
Yeah.
But I feel like I either like I'm
You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
That's a clear sign.
But I feel like I'm either like so tough and put together That's true. I'm a complete fucking, I've lost it.
Yeah.
I haven't cried in months.
Really?
Yeah, so not
Oh, you're
me.
Due. You're due for
I'm
a good
so
one.
I'm so due. I even tried to cry the other day and I couldn't. Wow. I was like, come on, get this out. And
you
I just
need
couldn't.
Like a good like stub toe on a bad day. Yeah. Just let it out lying on the floor like, why?
Yeah.
Why does this happen?
Absolutely.
Also, I just wrote a quick note about footlongs. I always get a footlong when I go to Subway.
How often are you going to Subway?
More than you'd think.
With all of like the great sandwich shops in New York City, what is it about Subway that you're like drawn to?
It reminds me of like just times in my life that I've been at Subway. Subway's always been there, you know?
No. I literally don't
Have
know.
Have you had a BMT from Subway?
No.
You know what? I know what I'm going to get. It's consistent.
Got it. That's how I feel about Chipotle.
Yeah, like it's always the same and it's nice.
Yeah.
But I get a footlong and I was in the airplane.
I was just going to say the only time I've ever had Subway is in an airport.
Yeah. But I feel like I always get judged whenever I finish my footlong, which I always do. Someone has to be like, whoa, you ate the whole sandwich.
No, I always finish it.
Yeah, obviously.
The bread's so flat, you can smush it and that cuts calories.
Yeah, it deletes the calories.
It's gluten-free if you smush it down.
Because there's something about half a Subway sandwich that I'm like, this is for a baby.
Are you are chips on the sandwich kind of girl? Or are you chips on the side? Or do you even do chips?
I could, but I don't need it.
Oh, wow. See, that's a non-negotiable for me.
Oh, like for the texture in the sandwich?
I just always need to eat something and a side.
Yeah.
Because I get too bored with the main thing.
That's why I don't like soup.
Wow.
Because it's the same every time. It's like the same experience the whole time.
Do you know that my boyfriend eats soup every single day?
Do you eat or do you drink? What kinds of soup? Is he like the hearty like football soup in a can?
Hannah, it's probably one of the weirdest quirks that I've uncovered about this man. And like when it really hit me, I had to think about it. Because I was like, there's no way someone's eating soup every day. He has quarts and quarts of soup, like, in his freezer. Any restaurant, he's getting soup. He orders Uber
that it's
Eats,
like warm?
He gets three different soups. He doesn't do cold soup. Oh. And he's offended if you classify chili as a soup, not a soup.
Oh.
Yeah. There's levels and rules.
Does he like bone broth?
No, I don't know if he
likes
bone
broth,
but he loves
cult.
There's like this one place in Charleston that he orders soup from. It's like orzo something. That's his favorite.
Does he have bread next to it?
Not a big bread guy.
Wait, what?
He actually said to me one time, this was like in the very beginning of our relationship. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, do you want bread? Or I forget what we were eating. He said to me, I started hysterically laughing. I said, if you ever say that to me again, I will fucking kill you. He goes, I only eat bread in Europe.
What? Actually, the man has a point. The man has a point. Have you ever had bread in, like, France? That shit is next level.
Who the fuck do you think you are? They only eat bread in Europe.
How often is he in Europe?
I was like, who says that?
But it's kind of like I only eat bagels when I'm in New York.
Not a huge bagel guy. He's not a huge carbs person. Like when here's the thing, he can snack. So like we can sit on the couch and we can snack and we're very compatible. Mm-hmm. But when we order food, we're ordering different things.
Okay.
Like what gets him going doesn't really grind my gears, you know?
And you both have different Uber Eats on your phone, and that is okay.
I think that's the key to a strong relationship.
Yeah.
Realizing that you don't have to order from the same restaurant. You just have to time
it
right.
Relationship eating anxiety is a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because you want to feel bonded with them, and in the beginning, they'll be like, oh, let's get this. Also, when you're with a dude who eats so differently than you, like, Dez is fun. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. This guy's fun. Like, we'll be driving late at night, and he's like, you want to get some Mickey D's? And I'm like, absolutely.
Yes.
If I was with him, would I be eating Mickey D's? No. Do I need those 1,000 calories I'm about to down? No.
Right.
But it's like, that's why you gain weight when you're in love.
Yeah.
But we've gotten to the point now where I realize like, okay, just because Dez is having fun.
Yeah.
doesn't mean I can handle that. Doesn't, like, I'll be having diarrhea all fucking night. So you have to know.
But you can't not.
I know.
You know, it's I so know. Hard. And you like, want to have fun too.
Yeah, and then like you put on a movie and it's like, do we need Froyo right now for $50 delivered? Abso-fucking-lutely.
So one of my favorite things that Craig's ever said to me is, how would you feel about a Wendy's spicy chicken nugget? And I go, I'll suck your dick.
That's a love language. I will put your dick in my mouth.
Yeah. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that has really bonded us. But also having the freedom to be like, you're in the mood for sushi? I'm not, but I respect that you are.
Yeah.
And you can have it. That was also quite freeing for us.
That's okay, because Craig is not a huge... Craig came home for... Greg came home with me for Thanksgiving, and we have Italian food scattered throughout Thanksgiving weekend.
As
because
you should.
We're normal. He said to my mom, I've never really had Italian food.
Wait, this is the... This is
and at first, I was like...
Has this man come from Mars? Where did you find this boy?
At first, I thought she was going to be like, what the fuck? But then I realized in her crazy manipulative brain,
yeah,
she has now taken over like what he deems as good Italian food. So she is. So anything she makes him, he thinks is so good, which like it is so yeah. good. But now I know that she thinks she is the queen of Italian cooking.
No, she was like, I am going to... show you the most incredible cuisine.
She was so excited.
And she's like, you've never had lasagna before? Because I'm about to show
she's
you.
She's like, wait for my baked CD. Wait. Did Paige tell you about my eggplant?
Have you
Did
never
she tell you?
Had garlic bread soaked in olive oil? A little bruschetta? Some bruschetta with the texture of the tomatoes and the onions? Oh my God.
She literally said, did Paige tell you what her favorite thing is that I make? I was like, no, Mom. It didn't come up in conversation with my new boyfriend. Oh, by the way, my favorite thing my mom makes me is veal and peppers. No, it didn't come up yet.
The peppers. Have you never had the peppers?
She's like, I can't believe you didn't tell him.
The
sausage, that you love my veal and peppers.
The angel hair pasta with clams, the fra diavolo. I've never had this. Oh, sit down, honey, because we have to show you.
It was like my dad found an orphan on the street. He was like, come, sit at the table. She'll bring you anything you want. You want pasta? She'll make it.
Have you ever had tiramisu? Because it's going to blow your fucking brain. You're never going to be able to eat anything else besides Italian food when I'm done with you.
My dad sent him home with hot super sod in a suitcase. He said, here, in a brown bag. Looked like he was handing him a gun to go kill some. He goes, hey, you put this in your suitcase, all right? You take it home.
He was like, what is this? You like soup? I'm about to show you pasta fagioli. And you're never going to forget about it in your life.
Greg would lose his mind.
Pasta fagioli. Imagine the best soup you've ever had with an Italian
Imagine the best soup you ever had. And then you come here, you have mine. Even better.
Anyone else tell you they have Italian food for you? They don't. This is the real Italian, okay? And you don't even look at any other Italians except for me.
My parents just started getting off on asking him if he had had things. And I was like, he said he never really had any good Italian food.
People say they have a Sunday sauce. They don't. This is the only Sunday sauce you're going to have. And once you eat it, you can never go back. You're part of the mafia now. This is the Italian
Dad asked
mafia.
Me, what kind of meat you like in your Sunday sauce? I was like, Dad, he doesn't even know the available meats.
And you know that she's not just doing, she's doing the pork sausage. She's doing the beef. She's doing the like the pulled pork.
She got a glimmer in her eye thinking, because we've had everything she's made. We're like, yeah, now we know what's coming. It was like she found a new child that she could show the world to.
She goes, I know Paige has a beautiful body, but have you ever orgasmed from a Sunday sauce? Because it's unlike any other. Because your mouth is about to feel 10 times better than a blowjob from my daughter. Believe me, I know. I taught her. Bolognese? You've never had bolognese, you sick fuck.
My dad was like, couldn't comprehend how he was still alive. He's like, well, how do you get nutrients? How do you live? You never had Italian. What are you eating? What are you eating
every day? Wait, so you're telling me you've gone your whole life walking around and you see pasta and you never thought to eat it before. You walk by an Olive Garden and you never experienced the soup and salad. What do you eat? Where is he eating? Is there no Italians in the South?
Yeah, my dad was literally like, oh my God. Like, he's malnourished. Like, he's 33 years old. He's alive. He's well. You
know, growing up, I love how we just talk about Craig and he can't speak on his behalf. But Delaware, what kind of cuisine is Delaware? What are they known for?
Corn.
Corn.
There's a lot of cornfields and a lot of chicken. Chicken.
Okay.
Companies. What's it called? Chicken coops.
Purdue?
Yeah, like Purdue. Like, yeah, like there's a lot of them in Delaware. Oh.
Okay, well.
I don't think there's a lot of Italians in Delaware.
Okay, I'm so excited because Valentine's Day is coming up and we have a special segment presented by Macy's and Acast Creative. Paige, what was your worst Valentine's memory?
Oh God, I have so many. What should I pick from? I think my worst, I don't want this to go sour and make people sad because I feel like my Valentine's Day this year is going to be epic. But I was dating a guy and I was his full girlfriend and we had been dating for, I would say probably a year, maybe even two at this point. And he had to travel for work and he was going to be away on Valentine's Day. Whatever, no big deal. Valentine's Day rolls around, no text, no flowers, no nothing. No acknowledgement that it was Valentine's Day. This is my boyfriend.
And at one point you must have been like, he is planning the biggest surprise and he's pretending.
I'm like, what is going on? Yeah, what is going on?
And you keep opening the door like, is that a Porsche outside? Oh no.
Literally, I'm walking into my building in New York City. I just see hundreds of flowers. I'm like, one of those has to be for me. No way it's not. So I finally text him. I think it was maybe like 2 p.m. or something. And I was like, hey, you remember that it is Valentine's Day, right? And he said, Paige, Valentine's Day is a made-up holiday and I am away for work. I can't believe you would bother me with this. So then, as a normal girl who grew up in this society, I felt bad for making it a big deal. And like, you know, I apologized.
You're crazy.
Right? I was being crazy. How dare I?
Psycho.
Oh my God, run from her.
Get help.
So nothing happened that Valentine's Day. This man comes home from his work trip. You know, and you do what you do and you go through his phone one night. I found out that not only was he not away for a work trip, he was in New York City. He had gotten a hotel room.
No.
With another girl.
No.
For Valentine's Day.
No.
And I said, I thought this shit was a made-up holiday.
Was this through text you figured this out?
Uh-huh.
So he full-on gave another girl...
my Valentine's Day. Valentine's.
What was the aftermath of
this? I was raw.
Did you say, like, I looked through your phone?
Yeah, I admit to all of that shit because I don't think that that's wrong.
Okay, that's like, for another episode.
That's a deeper convo. Well,
the thing is, if you didn't snoop, you would have been just like stupidly with this dude. You knew deep down something was wrong. And you.
I knew deep down something had gone awry. And I had to get to the bottom of it because I am a detective. And I knew there was a case to be cracked.
Wow. Did you break up right after?
Yeah, we broke up right after for a couple months. And then we got back together. So I really am crazy.
Oh my God. My worst Valentine. Well, obviously Valentine's Day has great days. Don't feel bad for me. I did get engaged last Valentine's Day.
Dez
is not going to be able to live up to that this time around. So we'll see how that goes.
Right. He set himself up for that.
I had just gone out of this like kind of toxic relationship with this football player. So finally like my best guy friend. And I were like, wait, do we like each other? And he was so nice, so funny. I just love being around him. And he was like, I want to do something for you for Valentine's Day. Like basically saying he had feelings for me. And he was like so excited. I was going to meet him in his apartment. And when I got home from tennis practice, I just decided to close my eyes for a second. I didn't wake up till 1 a.m. I fell asleep in my sweaty practice clothes with like 4 missed calls from him, texts. I just stood him up because I am a tired bitch.
You're a sleepy girl.
I will never cheat on you because I'm busy napping.
Napping.
And he told me like what he had set up for me, like all these chocolates and like we were going to watch some movie together. And like, so I'm the asshole in this situation.
You and my ex-boyfriend should have hung out.
You're like, I'm like crazy. My best memory was this hotel that this guy got me. Hotels are so sketchy. Like, oh my God.
Especially like a Valentine's Day hotel. Ew. Like, get out of here.
But my question is, what are you doing this Valentine's Day? What do you think?
So like my inspo for this Valentine's Day, my aesthetic and vibe is like a classy, sexy vibe. Like I want my outfit, and I got my outfit already, obviously. It's from Macy's. I want it to be like she's trendy, but she's sexy. I got like these black like satin trouser pants because I feel like if you change the material of what you normally wear, it does kind of elevate it. So like you could wear a normal trouser pant, but if you make it satin or like a silk, it automatically makes it a little bit dressier than like having to feel like you need to wear a dress or a
and
skirt.
And sometimes it's super comfy when you get those like silk.
Oh my God, so like, much
forget about jeans, throw them away.
Right. So I got these black satin trouser pants, and then I'm going to do it with this like bodysuit, but it almost looks like it's supposed to be an undergarment, but I'm wearing it as a bodysuit, and it's sheer, and it's from Donna Karan, and it kind of...
Oh, it's Donna Karan.
Yeah, it's Donna Karan, but I got it from Macy's. Another just like tip, Donna Karan makes the best tights.
Oh.
So if you need like black tights, honestly, go on Macy's Donna Karan section. They have great tights. But this is like a like spaghetti strap bodysuit that I'm going to wear with the pants and then just do like a normal heel. And then I got like a fun pink. This is like an actual Macy's brand, INC brand. Like just like feathery bag. So it's like a little bit Valentine's Day without like, so I'm wearing all black, but then I have like a cute little pink
bag. I love that. Like the feathers are really flirty and fun, but you're also sexy.
Yeah, and very on trend right now with the feathers.
Very complex. I picked my outfit. I went to Macy's.com. So I always, when I think of Macy's, I think of like, I want a nice dress. So I found this.
Yep.
Okay, how do you pronounce it? Ruched. R-U-C-H-E-D midi dress.
Ruched.
I feel like it gives me like the Y2K vibes where it's like black tight, shows my curves, but also like it's basically like kind of sheer black long sleeve because it's still cold out.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love
it's,
that
it's
vibe.
Made by Almost Famous.
And is it black?
And it's all black. I love a tight, like slutty black dress for Valentine's Day. And it's hard because it's fucking cold out. So
that's so true.
And you want to wear nothing, but you have to wear something. I did get this really cute Guess Cecily convertible crossbody bag. It kind of just looks really classy and it's red. So it's like,
Oh, yeah. Wait, we literally had the same vibe, like wearing all black and then with our accessories making it Valentine's Day-ish. Because I also feel like if you're shopping, you want to buy things that you know you're going to wear again and like... Obviously, you're going to wear all black, but like accessorizing to make it more fun and Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because you want to feel like yourself. And me and you are now about to wear just like a pink and red outfit.
Oh, God.
Unless if it's like cool, two-tone type vibe. But what I do like shopping at Macy's is because when I'm shopping in one brand, a brand's website, it's like hard for me to be like to find a whole outfit. Where Macy's, you find whatever you want from all kinds of brands. And I'm obsessed with Steve Madden right now, and they have these Steve Madden women's Kenley braided dress sandals, so they look like puffy braids.
Yes, I know
heels.
What you're talking
they're
about.
They're so cute. Only $100. The Guess bag is only $100, and the dress is $34. Like, it's so cheap. Treat yo damn self. What was your process shopping on the Macy's website? Like, did you like it?
Well, since we've been talking about love so much, just because so many couples have been getting engaged, my process was, what would Megan Fox wear? So that's what I went with.
I'm so excited for our outfits. Go to Macy's.com or Macy's in store to find your sickest, most sexy outfit for Valentine's Day. And we're going to take photos and show you on the Giggly Squad page how our outfits turned out. I'm excited.
Me too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Everyone knows that a woman is always searching for a few things in her life, and one of those things is the perfect t-shirt. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does actually exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I literally have the short sleeve t-shirt in, I think, every single color because it just is the perfect t-shirt to put on with things. I travel a lot, and it's just so easy to have a sweat set that like always looks good, and then to match it with the perfect t-shirt. I have short sleeve if I'm going to a hot destination. I have long sleeve if I'm going to a cool destination, and my outfit still always looks good and comfy. My personal favorite is the cotton jersey t-shirt. I have the color bone. I have the color onyx. I have the different like bluish gray, all of those colors. I'm obsessed. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcasts in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. If you haven't been to LA, and I'm actually going this week, and I'm so excited because for the first time, I'm spending more than 24 hours there. I've been going recently, and it's been for like 1 day, 2 days. But this week, I'm going for like a whole 5 days, and I'm so excited because it really is such a lovely place. I mean, the weather is unbeatable. The food and the drink, from top secret pop-ups to rooftop bars all year round, alfresco dining, Los Angeles is really a culinary thrill. Plus, their shopping and their fashion is great, from a dizzy array of styles in one city block to contributing to bold, wildly creative style that gives Los Angeles its own look. And obviously, they have great outdoors and wellness. I love all of their spas. Local farmers markets are so much better in LA. So if you're looking to book a trip, find your spirit guide at discoverla.com.
Cool.
Wait, one thing I wanted to bring up, which I don't know how the fuck I got here, but I am on stripper TikTok.
Oh my God, I love stripper TikTok. I was on it once.
Wait, this is the first time I've ever gotten to
it. It's basically girls being like, honestly, I'm making mad money.
Dude, they make so much fucking money. Yeah, first, just normal girls.
Normal girls.
And I got to the first video, and it was this girl cleaning these two pairs of shoes. And I was like, those are wild ass shoes. There's no way this girl is like walking out. And like, but I watched the whole video.
She's not going to CVS in those shoes.
Yeah, because I love a cleaning video.
Yes.
So whatever, I'm scrolling. The next video I get to is this girl like walking me through her day of like what she does during the day and like getting ready for work. And I was like, well, what's her job? And then like I'm scrolling down, hashtag stripper talk. And I was like, I don't know how I got here, but I've never been more thankful.
Oh, they did one like, men are stupid and I don't respect them. And it's being like me dancing for 2 hours and making $5,000. Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit, this girl's a fucking genius.
Question, when you, is Des having a bachelor party?
Oh my God. Great question. So I'm doing Miami and I was like, Des, are you going to do a bachelor party? And he looks at me and he goes, my whole life has been a bachelor party. All I'm going to do is sit down and close my eyes and remember things. And I was like, ew.
Wait, I kind of love that though. He's probably happy to get a weekend.
You guys, he's exhausted. He's tired.
He's like,
tired. He's done so many ski trips with his boys and like, he's been to every fucking country. This is why you find an old retired fuckboy. He doesn't even want to look at a stripper.
Yeah. If he were to have a bachelor party, would you get mad if he had a stripper?
No, but I also am going to say there's two types of guys in the world. And okay. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah.
There's two types of guys. Guys who love strip clubs.
Yep.
And guys who, not that they don't like it, they just aren't big
on it. They
don't
care for it.
And I hate to say this because this is going to sound mean. But I don't, if a guy loves the strip club, I don't love it.
Yeah, same.
And I am totally fine with guys. It's just in my life, the yep. guys that I've realized are like, I love.
It has nothing to do with the strip club. There's something deeper going on. Mm-hmm. And we need to unpack that.
I did hear a stripper once talk and she was like, if your man loves going to the strip club all the time, a lot of them are like super creepy, touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are like, love that like power. They,
ooh, yeah.
They're like, and they have, it's just creepy shit. And they love objectifying women.
Yes.
And I don't mind a guy who likes a strip club every now and then. But if he fucking loves going to the strip yeah. club, I'm sorry. It's like a guy full of Instagram models on his feed.
If he's going to a strip club, I'm gonna say more than 3 times a year.
Yeah.
I'm freaked out.
Am I going to a strip club on my bachelorette party? Absolutely.
Also, let's be honest about something. Girls don't like male strippers, right?
I'm so happy you brought that up because when the guy came during Summer House, me and you were scared.
Like no one, like as a woman, I've never gotten turned on. Not even a stripper. I've never gotten turned on by a guy by a guy dancing because like, hello, Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Who we know you love.
Yes, we love.
But I've never gotten turned on by a guy like taking his clothes off and dancing.
Do you know how quick I can get the ick from seeing a guy try to look sexy and taking his shirt off when he's just using roids and smoking Juuls all day? Like, and you smell like fucking cigarettes and yeah. your like, hair is no. so greasy. Like, I get
women strippers way different. Our bodies are stunning, gorgeous works
beautiful
of
works
art.
Of art. But my problem is I get too mental with the girls where I start wondering, like, does she want to be here right now?
Yeah.
Is she okay? Is she yeah. financially worried about something? Is this what she wants? Or is she
I'm
going to
tell
it?
You, stripper TikTok clears all that up.
They talk about it.
Yeah,
don't
they do. And it's actually very insightful.
It's like a great community. But I know that these girls deal with some creepy ass dudes. So anyway,
oh
what
God.
I'm saying, if Des wanted to go to a strip club with his boys, like cool, but he's not really that kind of guy.
Craig hates them.
Oh,
hates
I love
strip
that.
Clubs. But that's because Craig is a little bit OCD, ADD, some other type of D. And
too much going
he
on.
He doesn't like he doesn't one clear way to piss Craig off
yeah.
is like someone touching him. Oh. Like he cannot be touched by anyone. Like there's probably 3 people in his life that like if they just came up and hugged him, he'd be okay. But even just like friends, he doesn't really hug people.
Yeah.
He doesn't
Wait,
like
you guys are perfect together.
Yeah. he doesn't like even when we first started dating, like he would lay like put his head on like my lap and I would like touch his hair and I could kind of almost feel I was like, "Do you like that?" And he was like, "Not yet."
You know what's funny?
Like, I don't think he likes it.
Des is like super ticklish. So I'll like put my fingers through his hair and he'd be like, "Oh."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Wait, what, you want me to pet you like a dog? Like just pat?"
So the thought of like a half naked woman coming up to Craig and like rubbing her tits on him, you'd think he'd like it. He's like, "I don't want to be touched."
Oh my God. Stripper TikTok is so
I
interesting.
Love it. It's so good. There was this one woman who did a TikTok and she's like, it was like her kids opening presents up for Christmas. And
they're like a Birkin bag.
They were like, "What does your mom do for work?" And they think she's a nurse. Oh, that was what it was. They think she's a nurse. And she like takes out her heels and she's like, until they're old enough, like, I'm
oh
a nurse.
My God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
But you know what? Make that money. But yeah, there's definitely certain kinds of guys that
Yeah.
It's adorable that they don't care for strip clubs. I think that's a green flag.
Because here's the thing. Like, I haven't gone on, like, bachelorette parties. I've done, like, bachelorette things. Mm-hmm. It's not my personality to do, like, penis things. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like if you want your bachelorette to be overly sexual... Mm. Are you missing something in your real because like
ooh, yeah. Interesting,
you know, because like, oh my god, yeah, I absolutely want to like celebrate a bachelorette and be like crazy and wild, but I don't really want to have a stripper. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to like have a penis hat.
Sometimes it feels weird if you're all like holding dildos. It's like, are we about to have like a weird orgy that I like don't really,
you can only talk
for?
If you're holding the dildo to yeah. get your feelings out.
Wait for the dildo, Emily. Do you have the dildo, Emily? No. Shut up, Emily. Wait for the dildo. Not that dildo. The other dildo. The pink one.
You've ruined this entire trip, Emily. Please. Just stop talking.
It's so funny you brought up the stripper thing because Dez is like that too, where he's like if a girl's hitting on him, he gets like creeped out.
Yeah. Craig like will act like he doesn't know. Like for a minute I was like, are you playing me? Or like do you not know? Like I could see him talking. Sometimes I can see him talking to girls and him like actively leaning away.
Who?
Craig. Like you're being rude.
Cause some guys like literally are creepy where like they just see girls as mm-hmm. holes and they just like want anything.
Oh my
sorry,
God.
That was graphic. That was very original Caller Daddy.
I didn't think that was going to hit me the way it did.
We've all felt it before.
Some guys see us as holes. Guys, just remember that. That we
just
are just
dark,
holes.
Dark, gaping holes. So it's nice when guys, like, don't always want attention from every woman.
Yeah.
And it goes for girls, too. Like, I think it's a red flag if you feel like you want to get attention from every single guy.
So true.
Which we've all been there before.
Absolutely.
I asked the Gigglers for their pettiest stories, and I haven't gone through it yet, but should we go?
Yeah, I would love that.
This is the pettiest shit Gigglers have ever done. Hated a roommate, so I poured out her conditioning heat spray and filled it with water.
That's diabolical.
I mean, put acid in it or something. Let's get real. Let's get a Netflix documentary. Sent gorilla shit to a rude neighbor. What?
How do you get gorilla shit?
Where do you get gorilla shit? And how do you know it's from a gorilla?
I've always wanted to mail an ex-boyfriend a bag of dicks. Like, you can send them a bag of dicks candy.
Oh. Do you know what really fucks people up? Do you remember when people were getting glitter bombed?
Yes.
That shit was real. You'd open the envelope and it just poofs out and it gets everywhere.
Before I die, I'm gonna do that.
Glitter bombing's for real. It's like herpes. You can't get it off you.
I see myself doing it like if someone is mean to my child in middle school and I send their mom glitter bomb.
This one's wild. My sister ate my snacks one time, so I threw out her favorite shirt.
No.
That's some real sister diabolical bullshit. Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't think we would, I mean, you don't miss what you don't have, but like, I don't think in our personalities would have tailored to it, but we're not personalities that could have had sisters.
Interesting.
Like, I think that if I had a sister, I would love her so much and she would be like my built-in best friend.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would be able...
You're like, look, I'm going to be the star of the family. Yeah, and I don't like, think she would be able to handle it. Let's just say it for what it is. We're main characters and
that's
there's
why
not
it's like,
room.
You're not really competing with a brother yeah. because they are a different.
My brother and I have like zero competitive stuff and it's just nice.
Yeah, it's because it's just like you're a totally different gender. You're not even, I don't even think of you guys. Like,
But sometimes when sisters are so close, I'm like, what is it like to have like, I mean, I'm like that with my mom, but to have someone your own age that you're like so... like close with, like holding hands and like hugging yeah. all the time, like
well
that.
I feel like it's like you know that someone automatically always has your back.
Yeah,
but there are sisters that like hate each other, which I like
valid.
I never really understood, like I was closer with my brother than some like sisters I knew.
Yeah, no, my ex BFF started dating my ex, so I fucked her ex.
Good for you. You should do her dad too while you're at it.
Throw it in Zaddy. He's probably the hottest.
Have the mom join. You know, get real weird.
At my show in, where was I? Liberty Township, Ohio. And at one point, I'll like start talking to the audience members, and sometimes there's certain characters in the crowd that you like get accustomed to. There's this one girl with this sweater that was like hilarious, and she finally goes to the bathroom, and the guy next to her, I'm like, where'd she go? And he's like, I don't know. And I go, who is she? Is she your girlfriend? And he's like, yeah. She comes back and I go, how'd you guys meet? And she goes, I fucked his best friend. And I literally fell on the floor. Oh my God. I got up. Being a stand-up comic when you're doing crowd work is just me being nosy. I'm like, how did that happen? And I'm just like asking in depth about their relationship.
They and don't I talk feel like anymore. You like the answers people give, you're never prepared for that one.
Because sometimes they freeze up, and then sometimes they tell you something that you're like, how did you just say that in front of 400 people?
Yeah. You almost get like word vomit because you're like so put on the spot.
Oh my God, this is wild. This is really petty shit. I hate my brother-in-law. I told my parents he was a cokehead so they wouldn't like him too.
That is defamatory. Just thinking of like Thanksgiving dinner and like, God forbid this guy like happens to have the sniffles, and she looks at the mom and she's like, I mean, did I call it or did I call it? God forbid he has a minor cold.
My college roommate ate my salsa, so I unliked all her Instagram posts.
Oh my God.
That is so funny.
That is a lot of work. But I get it. Salsa is so fucking good.
Do you know what's
good.
A lot of work on Instagram? Obviously me and you like use Instagram for work, but as a friend, especially normal Instagram,
yeah,
how you your duty to comment and like on all your friends' photos, yeah, and you're like in a fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I get anxiety like, oh, that person's mad at me because I didn't look like
yeah,
comment
I get
on
that
photo.
Anxiety too. I feel like it's been so many years now that like if I don't, my girlfriends know that like I just didn't see it. Like, yeah. I didn't.
But I know that there's people where, like, you have to work. Like, all your best friends, when they post, you better have a fucking fire comment.
I will say, though, my one girlfriend, Alexa, one time texted me. She's so honest. She was like, do I have to comment on everything you post? It's like, no, you psycho. And she was like, okay, well, I didn't want you to think, like,
I love that communication.
Like, yeah, I was just, like, not doing it on purpose. But, like, you post a lot, and it's tiring.
I was getting pressure where I felt like if I didn't comment, people were gonna like spread rumors about us that, yeah, like we didn't like each other anymore,
like we weren't supportive.
Yeah, so like I was getting anxiety, but then I've like been off my phone more, and then I'm like, oh fuck, I haven't whatever. But then some people diabolically like don't comment or post on people's to be mean.
Yeah, but that you can like totally tell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know when what I do when I can actively tell like someone in my sphere is like doing that,
yeah,
I will go to their Instagram and like every single picture that I haven't liked, so that when they open up their thing, it just, wow, that's fucking petty now that I think of it. It'll just say, hey, Paige Sorba liked this picture, Paige Sorba liked this picture, and it's just like, I see yours and I know you see mine.
Oh, you'll do that to like friends?
Yeah.
I love that.
That we're like secretly fighting with.
At a bar, a girl kept bumping me and she wouldn't stop, so I accidentally put gum in her hair.
Oh my God.
People don't talk enough about the like little bar fights that are so easy to get into. Like some people have really bad bar etiquette where they just fucking push people and, yeah, they're like waiting for a fight. And if you're having a bad day, if you push the wrong person who's having a bad day, a fight breaks out.
Yeah.
Because there are times, yeah, where I get pushed and I'm just like, That's all good. That's, yeah, all good. And next time you get pushed and you're like, do you want a fucking company, yeah, bro?
And you want to know who I usually get into fights with people like that? Like big, fat, gross guys. I'm like,
yeah,
literally hit me one more time and I'm going
here
to lose it.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I see you.
Like you can't stand here because I'm currently already standing here.
Oh my God.
Here.
I used to do this thing like, you know, when the subway's really busy back when we used to be on the subway.
Yeah.
And I'd see a guy walking and I'd be walking and I'm like, he wants me to move because I'm just a little weak girl.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And then I just hold I hold and I'm strong. So I'll hold. And then, yeah, like we'll hit shoulders. And, yeah, I'll be like, fucking move next,
wow,
time.
Wow, I would never want to hit shoulders with you.
Oh, I'll hit shoulders. I'll hit shoulders with these fucking men. But if it's a girl, I'm like, oh my God, I love your outfit. Go, you can go.
You're like, I'm pregnant. I need to sit.
I'm pregnant.
Is no one gonna get up for me?
I'm pregnant. Just told my husband that his friend's wife is so jealous of me.
That's just like me being normal every single day to crack. I'm like, shit, just
Hubs wouldn't go shopping with me, so I went and bought a new bag. This is the thing though with that. If he's your husband, it's like your money. Like you're spending, yeah, both your money.
Yeah.
Like, also, even when people are like, oh, I love when my guy spends a lot of money on me, when I'm like, it's still your money, like, if you're married.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm like, let's spend on something else besides you just spending to, like, say but you spend a lot on me.
I feel like when you get married, like, which is why I'll probably sign a prenup, I do feel like, okay, whatever you make is for our family.
Yeah.
But whatever I make, I'll decide what we do with it.
I feel like it's nice to have your own set of finances that you don't feel like you have to run by them. Like, oh, could we do this? It's like, no, that's you. You work for it. You buy whatever you want for yourself.
One of my girlfriends, she was married and she had a secret bank account. And she would deposit money from her paycheck every month into the secret bank account.
Good for her.
That, like, her husband didn't know about. And,
I mean,
like, she'd pay taxes on it, whatever, but it wasn't, had nothing to do with him. So it was, like, her own, she'd file, like, her own separate thing for it.
Together?
Yeah. And I was like, why do you do that?
Yeah, like, why do you keep it secret? It seems kind of sketchy.
And she was like, you never know. Like, you never know. Mm. And I was like, wow.
She's really like, don't. I also have a passport, a fake passport, $400.
I'm also in the CIA. Okay. Oh my God. I decided to get a cat.
Oh my God.
Like, I have been having Hannah and Sierra search for me for, like, the perfect cat. I want a white, short-haired cat, preferably with blue eyes. Basically want a blonde girl with blue eyes to live in my home. But it's a cat.
You guys, if you listen to the pod, you've known that I've worked very hard on this, slowly yeah. brainwashing her
yeah.
to want a cat. I would send her little videos sometimes, yep. but I wasn't pushy. I wasn't pushy because she needed to think it was her own decision, and I'm very excited for you.
I'm getting a cat in April, and I couldn't be more excited.
Why not February?
February, I'm traveling too much. Mm-hmm. March, I need to be, like, I was gonna say single mom in a relationship and also not pregnant, so whatever. I need to mentally prepare, I feel like, and then April will start. I'm getting a cat. I want a kitten.
I love that for you. I think Sierra said not to get a kitten, but I do have to say, is it harder? Yes. Like, it's like you're having a baby, but you have this, like, very close connection with them. And kittens yeah. are so freaking cute. But they do have this thing where they, like, act like a full-on cokehead mm-hmm. at, like, 3 a.m.
Kittens?
Where they, yeah, well, they just run around the room. Like they get really excited. No, and then they'll stop.
Okay.
But that's just, like,
like, they grow thing. Out of it?
Yeah. It's okay. just, like, them having, like, a lot of kitten energy. And they like to do it at, like, 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
Because I feel like if you get a dog, like, when you get a puppy... The puppy, whoever it spends the most time with, like, likes the most, like, okay, yeah. that's, like, my mom. Is it the same for a kitten? Like, I yeah. want it to be so obsessed
your
with me.
Your cat
always.
Is going to be so obsessed with you, but yeah. you're also going to become so obsessed with it where, like, your whole life is going to be this cat.
For the cat.
And I'm okay. so excited for that
no,
to happen
so
to you.
I'm so excited.
Because I do have to say, no one's ever said, I don't like cats who's had their own cat. No one.
Okay.
Even if your cat's, like, actually an asshole, you still are going to love it
okay.
for being an asshole.
I feel like it's, like, kids.
Exactly.
Like, I know my kid sucks and everyone hates it, but I love it.
This petty story is wild. I hated my college roommate's boyfriend. He was allergic to peanut butter. So if I got annoyed with him being in the room, I would just bring out my jar of peanut butter and stare at him and eat it. That is...
Oh, my God.
That is unsafe.
That's a health
cruel,
concern.
But genius.
That's manslaughter. That's...
ew. When I moved out of my ex's place, I took all the plug-in air fresheners with me.
I would take cell phone chargers. I feel like that's a good one.
Yeah.
If you break up with someone, just take all their chargers.
Or just the, like, square part of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Just the cube.
Baked cupcakes for my cheating man, spit on them before I delivered them.
That's nice.
Isn't it funny how spit is so gross out of context, but in context, you're like, spit in my mouth.
Yeah. It's for an occasion.
Someone says if someone pisses me off, I report their post on social media. My mom said that to me one day. Like, someone sent her a mean thing, and she's like, don't worry, I reported it. And I'm like, I don't know where that goes. I think that's just for Instagram to, like, make people think.
It's a placebo effect. Yeah. They're like, yeah, yeah, we'll look
it's
at
like,
it.
It's like, being like, can I speak to the manager? And the manager comes, like, sorry, we can't do anything. And you're like, okay.
God. That's so true. There is no Instagram department that is like looking at these. Or they're getting them and being like, this is funny.
Yeah, there's no one whose job is to deal with the...
No.
Yeah. I made tacos and didn't want to share with my boyfriend, so I put hot sauce on it because he doesn't like spicy food.
That's just being smart.
That's just smart. Not me, but I was seeing a guy and his ex was at the party and stole my shoes. I'm always afraid that someone's going to steal my jacket or steal my shoes.
I'm going to small claims court.
I'm going to small claims court. See you in fucking small claims court. Oh my God.
No, literally, I will see you in small claims court because what the fuck? Also, sometimes, like, the nerve of that other girl, she has to have balls to, like, be like, fuck this bitch, I'm taking her shoes.
Also, that's such, like, a like temporary inconvenience of like an hour being like, oh, yeah, I gotta get in the Uber without a shoe.
Think about how mad you probably are in that transport home.
Where'd you're she like, put this the shoe?
Fucking bitch took my shoe.
That's such bad karma though. Like obviously it's funny, but like the second I'd stole the shoe, I'd be like, there's a piano that's gonna fall on my head. Like that is fucked up.
Yeah, that's bad karma.
It is kind of like thinking about, oh, my enemies, what do I want? And it's like, I want them to have a scratchy tag in the back of their shirt always.
Small inconveniences that just that,
like no one's going to feel bad for you when you complain about it either.
Yeah, like, be but like, it's like it bubbles inside of you. Like I want you to always have a rock in your shoe. Just always.
Purposely spilled coffee all over the clothes at PacSun so the bitchy girls would clean it.
Oh my God.
Got in a fight with my ex because his pizza looked better than mine and he wouldn't switch with me. That is the most relatable shit I've ever seen. How come pizza always looks better the other person? Like even if I have the same pizza, their pizza always looks better.
Yeah. Or like sandwiches just taste better when someone else makes it for you.
Oh my God, 100%. I don't like knowing how my sausage is made, especially when I make it.
Really anything you eat, it tastes better if someone else does it.
Yeah, that's why I have trouble with cooking because I gross myself out with my food that I eat. And then by you're the time I'm hungry. Eating it, I'm like, I can't even look at this anymore. Yeah. Wait, does Craig not eat pizza?
No, Craig will eat pizza.
Okay, thank God.
There have been times where we also do this thing to really keep our relationship spicy where we'll order things from Uber Eats. But we won't tell the other person what we ordered.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Then when it arrives, you're almost like surprised. You get enough for two people, but like if you don't like it, your order's also coming.
The amount of Uber Eats you guys must get to make this a like a game.
It's where our paychecks go. Really, Uber Eats. We're like grown-up kids that are like, we have money. We can order whatever we want. And he'll surprise me with pizza a lot.
Oh my God. This girl said, when my ex-boyfriend gave me herpes and I loved him through it because I had no reason to believe otherwise. And years later, I found out he'd been sleeping with all of our town. Yay.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Giving you herpes, I would.
Oh, wait. This is really good petty shit. I found the girl my ex was cheating on me with in Venmo and I sent her 10 cents.
That's so good. Oh my God. People that piss me off. Now I'm just going to start Venmoing them $2.
Venmo them weird amounts of money.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this, and there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I told my roommate I had oral herpes so she would stop putting her stuff in my drawer.
Oh my God.
I sold my ex's things on Facebook Marketplace and his friends had to buy it back for him. We love an entrepreneurial woman.
I have a petty thing I did.
What'd you do?
I was dating a guy one time, and we were supposed to go away for the weekend for a wedding. And we got into a fight, and he left like on a Friday. The wedding's on Saturday. He left Friday night like without me. We're fighting the whole night, blah, 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 whatever. And like the middle of the night, we make up. I was 23, and I should have never. But anyway, that's not even the point of the story. Saturday morning, I wake up. I go to him to where the wedding is, but he had forgotten his shoes for the wedding and he had left them at my apartment. He texted me and he was like, can you remember to bring my shoes? And I was like, of course. So I stared at the shoes and I was like, did I forget them? And I never brought them. And then when I got there, he was like, did you bring my shoes? And I was like, oh,
shoot.
Oh my God. I totally forgot. He was like, Paige, what? And I was like, oh my God, what are you going to do? And he had to like go around town searching for shoes.
That's fucking amazing. Oh no. How are we going to fix this?
I was like, shoot, I have to get ready though.
Yeah.
Darn. Good luck.
Oh my God. That's an example of like being in a relationship with someone who you hate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is a prime like example of dating someone them. That you don't fuck with.
Oh my
like,
God.
Why am I still here?
My boyfriend told me to shut up during an argument, so I literally did not speak to him for 4 days. Honestly, I would do that.
See, I'm not good at that. I wish I was better. You are really good at that, I feel like. My mom's really good at that.
Well, my thing is once I'm done, like I'm done. I have no energy to give. I'm not one that's going to like yell and text paragraphs. I'm like, once I realize I'm not into, once I'm pissed, I'm pissed.
See, I love a good paragraph.
Also, I hate when people say shut up or like shut the fuck up. Like that's a trigger for me because I like to express myself through the art of talking.
I can honestly say in my past, I would say I classify my adult dating after 25.
Yeah.
And after 25, I've had one guy tell me to shut the fuck up, like in a fight.
And he's not around anymore.
No, I killed him.
And he's in a fridge in a basement somewhere in Albany.
Wait, did I ever tell you, remember how we were talking on the pod a couple weeks ago about how I'm definitely dyslexic?
Yeah.
There was like...
I like fully diagnosed you in front of everyone as dyslexic.
Like a legitimate doctor DM'd me and was like, you are dyslexic. All of the classic signs.
Did they really?
And then listed like more things like, do you like blah, 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 do you blah, blah, blah. And I it was yes to all of them.
But you're pretty good at texting. Like some of my dyslexic friends like can't text.
One of the big indicators was if someone's giving you directions, before they even start giving you directions, you start to get like anxious and you're like, just like tell me.
Yeah.
If you told me how to get to somewhere that wasn't even far, like just walking, I can't do it. Like I must have a map. Like I can't listen to you and like do the directions that
way. It's funny because people probably have thought in the past that like, oh, maybe like you're just like short tempered or something. But it's like, no, it's just how you understand things. Took TV cable wires in a fight with my ex and cut his Beats headphones wire. Once I left a bad review on an ex's home improvement company anonymously. Okay, that's good.
That's really good.
A
strongly worded Yelp review. When Perry and I broke up, I actively went to other pizza places and posted them on my Instagram. Pretty petty.
You knew what would get under his skin. And it's called, what's that place called?
Joe's.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Joe. Best pizza I've ever had. I've grown since then.
Okay, this is my favorite one. My roommate hid the remote when our other roommate was being annoying. That is incredible because not being able to find the remote is the most annoying. Like, mm-hmm. You can't function.
No, you can't. And you hate, you're like, you're sitting on it.
Yeah.
Because you're a piece of shit.
That is such good advice. Just hide the remote at anyone's house who you're upset at.
One day, I'm sitting in my living room and my Roku remote like wasn't working. I was like changing the battery, still wasn't working, whatever. You can download an app on your phone where like it's the remote. Mm-hmm. So I was just doing the TV from my phone.
Yes, the Roku.
Then all of a sudden like wasn't working, kept like clicking back. I'm freaking out. For like 30 seconds, I'm losing my mind. I'm like, why the fuck is this not working? Craig starts hysterically laughing. He had also downloaded the remote app and everything I was clicking, he would just click like the back button.
and that's just foreplay. You throw your phone at the TV and break it and he's like, okay, it was a joke. We were trying to have a flirty fun moment and you ruined it. Oh my God. You guys, thank you so much for giggling with us today. We are petty little gigglies and we have another show in Boston. It's sold out, but we're announcing another show.
Can you believe?
Boston gigglers are not fucking around.
No, and we had to add another show because Boston girls are scary.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they're smarter than us. They're stronger than us. And they know what they want and what they need.
They can drink way more than us.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, they'd shut it down.
They'd shut it down. So we're 1,000%, guys, we are getting a Boston show. And, okay, next episode, I'm so excited because we're going to tell you how our three shows on the West Coast goes. How are you feeling before these shows?
I feel like blacking out at my first one
was
definitely the best move.
Yes, yes. So this is your first show coming up.
Because I get to relive the excitement.
It's like the first time I've ever stood on stage every time. I hope there's a good bathroom for you to fall in and then just lie there for 15 minutes to get yourself together. I feel like the shows, like, I'm really confident in the material we have and the stuff we're going to talk about, but it's like mostly just a celebration and the energy is going to be unreal.
I'm excited.
Well, we love you guys so much. Thanks for giving. Thanks for giggling with us. We'll talk to you later. Bye.